This is The Playbook.
Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I have my unbelievable crew with me today. They are three powerful hosts. And speaking of powerful, we have one powerful guest ahead of us today. She is an expert, the CEO and founder of Powerful Steps, Tori Archbold. Thank you for joining us on Office Hours.
Oh, David, you know what? It's such a pleasure. From Sydney to Las Vegas, virtual connection, human connection. I love it.
Yeah, and those human connections are critical in what we do, and it's part of our power. But it's not just the human connection. I always say it's what we're connected to and through. And we're blessed to be connected to and through an omniscient, all-powerful source. And I have found through my career to try to help people not to go get it, but actually to get out of the way so that it can come through and to us. And you are someone that I look up to, especially as a father of three daughters, of how to teach my daughters to utilize the power they've been given, to identify that power and utilize it by getting out of their own way. And you've created Powerful Steps to identify the power, but also to get out of our own way. What are some of those steps that you've learned and you're now sharing with others to maximize the pursuit of our potential and power?
Well, I believe it all starts with a happy heart. It was the best advice I ever got given after a near-death experience. You know, we all have those game-changing moments in life, but I was told that a happy heart is a magnet for miracles and that you must look within to really love who you are, to become that super attractor, to really make an impact in life. So, you know, I say to my daughter as well, every day, David, look in the mirror. You've got to love what you see. And when you love what you see, it means you're in complete alignment and you're actually able to go out there and deliver impact in the world. And that is so important, no matter what age you are, that you view challenges as possibilities. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that sounds easy for her to say. But, you know, like you, David, I have been burnt to the ground. I've risen like the phoenix. And I know that if you do the work on yourself, the possibilities in life and how you can give back to others to create that difference truly do appear when they're meant to.
So, Tori, your story is truly inspirational. And so often whenever we're talking to very successful and influential individuals like yourself, it's easy for the viewer to think that, well, it just comes natural because, you know, of course, Tori's gifted and probably caught some breaks that maybe I haven't caught. A lot of people really struggle with mindset. A lot of people struggle with, like you have mentioned, their self-worth and imposter syndrome. You have a secret weapon, a 45-second cure. And I know that there are people that spend years on personal development. They spend thousands of dollars with therapy and all sorts of different interventions trying to solve for this. And listen, if you could solve for this in a 45-second tip, this will be absolutely revolutionary. Would you share that tip with us?
I will, but it actually involves a bag of shit. You know what?
Tips come in shit is what I've learned.
Oh my God. Right. So I was at a health retreat. Like you say, women and men, they spend thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars finding out what their life purpose is. And I remember sitting across this Buddhist monk and he said to me, Tori, you're facing a challenge. And he goes, I want you to think of that challenge. Do you want to sit in a bag of shit and marinate in that for 45 years? And I was near the halfway mark of my life. And I'm like, I don't have 45 years to marinate and smell like shit. So I absolutely do not want to take that option.
What's choice.
The second option? Yeah, the second option is this. He goes, 45 minutes. Do you have 45 minutes to marinate in shit? Now, after this advice, and I went back to Australia, you know, at times I was marinating in this shit for 45 minutes because I just couldn't get my mindset to switch and see the possibilities. And the last tip he said, he's like, when you're in ultimate alignment, Tori, when you can see the possibility in every challenge, all you need to do is marinate in that shit for 45 seconds and you're probably not even going to smell the shit. Now, I live and die by this because every challenge that comes into my life, I don't need to sniff shit anymore. I'm like, boom, I'm moving on and I'm moving upwards because there is always a possibility in every challenge.
I'm fascinated by your work, and great answer, by the way, but I'm fascinated by your work in power.
You know, I've lived for 52 years with the last name Power. So I want to get your take on, you know, that's my name.
I love it.
Don't wear it out.
Yeah, I won't tell you what my kids' names are. But that's not where we're here today. I want to ask you.
That's so good.
I want to ask you to define power, because I think that's it's a word that I think a lot of people struggle with. And then talk about how do you use that in a network, in building a network? Because you talk about the power of 3 coffee dates a week. And so talk if you can define power for us, and then talk about the power of network.
Yeah, I feel power, you know, it is a powerful word, obviously, but defining it, it's different for everyone. Like, you can be powerful in this world, but you can be led by ego. Or you can be powerful in this world and you can be, you know, leading from the heart. I choose to lead from the heart. Now, anything to do with power literally means shifting your energy forward, moving forward. So whether you're a business leader, an entrepreneur, you know, a stay-at-home mom that has an idea but just wants to go out there and share the power of who you are in the world, number one, you've got to own your story. And when we talk about owning your story, it's like the good, the bad, and the ugly. So heart-based leaders don't need to hide behind closed doors. They are open with who they are. They anchor their every move to their truth, you know, their intent, their purpose, but most importantly, their value set. Now, when I started my first business when I was 24 years old, you know, ultimately, I wanted to build a powerful business. I wanted to create and build powerful brands. I wanted to attract the best of the best. And the best of the best for me in what I'd chosen to do was work with the top performing retail brands, celebrities and influencers around the world. And of course, people are like, well, how can that little Aussie girl from Australia with no money and no media connections do that? And this is where the power of impact comes into it, because you may not have money, but your network is your net worth. So for me, I'm having a coffee date with you guys. Mm-hmm. I drink a skin piccolo. I don't know about you guys, but to shift energy and share the power of the story of who you are, your gift to the world, the ultimate thing that you can deliver impact to others with is this. Commit to 3 coffee dates a week. Shift the energy, become involved in human connection or virtual connection like we are today. So for me, building a powerful personal brand or creating and build other brands comes around storytelling. So all my life, how did I build my businesses? How did I build my network? How did I end up being on this show? It's simple. I shift my energy through the power of conversation, through heart-led conversation. And every single week I commit to 1 coffee date with someone in my tribe or my community that I know, the second with someone I want to partner with, and the third with someone completely outside my comfort zone. Because I believe if you want to find your power in life, you've got to be willing to jump off the cliff. You've got to be willing to trust yourself, surrender to the process to get to the runway of life to deliver that impact. So for me, power is about learning and understanding who you are, being led by love and not ego.
I love that so much.
Me too.
Yeah, that's powerful. I mean, you said something that I want to dive a little bit deeper into, which is something I think we all have in common, which is shared values, because we're sitting around this table, we're meeting with you. We wouldn't be if we didn't have something in common. For people who are wanting to step into their power, and they're really wanting to own more of their voice and utilize their network to ask for things that they need, how would you recommend somebody going about the process of defining what their personal values are so that they can intentionally align with people that are like-minded like them?
And that's such a great question, because you mentioned ask for help. For a long time, I never asked for help. And I'm sure a lot of you sitting around in this interview today, it's like, find that really hard to do. But if you want to become a super attractor in business, in life, attract what you truly deserve to make an impact for other people, it all comes down to your values. So my values when I started my first business and also Powerful Steps, they've never changed. I've never wavered on them. The first one is passion. Like, obviously, I'm a passionate person. I love creating and building brands. I love connecting with other passionate people that, you know, have a life mission. They want to make a difference. They want to make an impact. So everything that I do, everything that I say yes to, comes with passion, right? So I tend to attract other people that are equally passionate about what they're doing. The second one is integrity, because let's face it, I don't want to work with assholes. I don't want to attract assholes into my life. And I've got no room for ego-led people. So for me, integrity is really, really important, not only in business, but in my personal life as well. And then my last value is delivery, because you're only as good as this interview today. You know, that lasting impression, that Zoom call, that phone call, that, you know, coffee date that you have with other people. So your values act as a super attractor. And a lot of people that come into our programs or the brands that want to work with us always say to me, Tori, you know, I can't have the same values as you. And I say, no, you absolutely can have those same values. And the top two values of the people that I tend to attract in my life are passion and integrity. And I say, boom, that's an energy match. That is where you create the magic. So if you have every single move that you make in life that is anchored to your value set, you're just going to attract this goodness into your life. But that's not to say that you're not going to go off piece, because we all go off piece sometimes. You just got to bring it back into alignment so that you can propel forward.
It's amazing. I remember Lee Steinberg, who was one of my mentors, the notable sports agent, the guy that they made the movie Jerry Maguire about, told me, don't negotiate to the last penny. Always be fair, and don't do business with dicks. And that's the name of my next book.
No asshole policy.
You surround yourself, as Bradley said, your frequency is the frequent that you see. And who you see frequently is definitely part of who we be, which is why your network is your net worth, and the powerful steps that can be taken to access the power that we've been given from the time we're here to the time we leave. We don't need to marinate in shit for 45 years. Tori, thank you so much. Everyone has to check out, by the way, Powerful Stories. Remember, life is about lessons. Lessons keep on coming until we learn them, and we learn them best through stories. And if you haven't checked out the Powerful Stories that teach us the lessons, how to get out of our own way, how to utilize that power, then you're not following Tori Archbold. Tori Archbold, thank you so much. Founder and CEO of Powerful Steps. Check out Powerful Stories. You are amazing from so many miles away. Come visit us in person next time. Thank you, thank you, thank you.